this meeting is being recorded.
Welcome to the recording, and it's 7:05. Go ahead, Peggy, Mayor.
Welcome to the Roosevelt Borough Council meeting of April 27th, 2020 at 7 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. For access to the meeting, please follow the instructions that you were given on will remain available to the public. Roosevelt Borough is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. So adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2020, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Here.
Mr. Dermody is absent. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
I'm here.
Mr. Trammell?
I'm here.
Mr. Vroman? Is marked absent. Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay. We have a quorum.
Tim, are you on video? Because you're the only person I don't see.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Maybe try speaking closer in the microphone.
Yeah, Peggy, if you're on an iPhone, I think you need to speak right into the mic.
It's on the bottom. Right. On the bottom.
It's at the bottom. On the bottom. Button.
The very bottom.
Yeah, like my mic is on.
That's better.
Okay, that's better. Don't hold any papers between you and the phone or anything like that.
Okay. What, Joe? I didn't hear that.
Don't hold any papers between you and the telephone.
No, I don't. No, I don't have. They're on my lap. My phone's in my hand.
Okay. You sound much better, but you have to be facing the telephone when you're talking.
Okay. So we come to public comments. Give me a second here. Let me see why. Okay, we do.
We open public comment at the time.
I have 7:08.
Okay, 7:08 p.m. This is public comment on agenda items only. Does anyone from the public have anything they would like to say?
No, public has no comments.
All right, public. We close the public portion at 7:08 p.m.
Okay.
Let me know which time you're ready, Kathleen, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Approval of minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of April 13th,
2020? So moved.
Second
was Esikoff.
Move second to Kathleen.
Okay. Roll call, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And my dog is voting yes also.
Okay.
Well, then they're definitely approved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we come to Robert's come to correspondence. We have a letter from Robert's Engineering dated April 13, 2020 regarding stormwater ordinance amendment. But what we're going to do is discuss that at new business. And the second letter of correspondence is also from Roberts Engineering, dated April 23rd, 2020, regarding the NJDOT application for municipal aid grant for 2021, and we'll also discuss that at new business. So now we come to resolution. We have resolution 20-51, payment of bills for April 27th.
I'll offer resolution 2051.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Okay.
All right. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Four votes. Passed.
Okay, we come to Resolution 20-52, Resolution authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to solicit bids for road replacement projects for Nerco Road, Elm Court, and Borough Hall parking lot.
So moved.
Do I have a motion?
I'll move that.
I'll second.
All right, I had Mr. Bowen for the second, correct?
Yes.
All right. Roll call, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Resolution 20-52 passes. Michael, do you have anything you'd like to report from environmental?
Yes, I would. We are, the Environmental Commission is submitting an application to ANJEC for a $1,500 grant, which for improvements to the trail system. So we're hopeful that we can get that. We have a committee that's working on that. It's been authorized to submit it. And then there was a question, one of the members had asked the question of being able to look at whatever documentation there is to show where the parking lot's going to go, what space is going to be left for the butterfly garden. So, you know, I assume that will be on file in the Borough Hall, and whoever's in, Mary Tullis wanted to look at it so that she could take a look at it. I trust.
A space for the butterfly garden at Borough Hall?
Yeah, because, right, because where the, we had to see first where the pavement was going to go, since butterfly garden obviously can't go where the pavement is, but beyond the pavement would be the area that they would plant the milkweed. So,
oh, so not where, it's where it used, not where it used to be within the wall there.
No, not in that little.
No, that's out. All right, that's.
No, not there. Okay. Right.
I got you.
We discussed it. We said that the area across the borough, across the parking lot from the Borough Hall, that some of that space could be used. So they just wanted to see, you know, where exactly where on the, have an idea where the pavement's going to go to, compared to where it is now. So
gotcha.
If they can give that information, that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can talk to ask Carmella to show you or to.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, okay. Provide a map.
Yeah.
He's got it drawn up.
Yeah, if you can get something that we can show Mary, because she was curious.
Yeah.
I suspect she has something already.
Okay, good. That's all.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Okay, we come to old business. Is there any old business that anyone would like to discuss? Okay, we come to new business. First, discussion to amend stormwater ordinance. Did everyone have the opportunity to read the letter from Carmella about this?
Yes.
Yep.
If not, it's in your packet.
No, I believe that's really just a new permit.
A what, Phil?
I believe that the letter is really just talking about a new permit that's got to be filled out.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory, but it's also something that, you know, is necessary. It has to be done.
But it also involves a review of the ordinance to see if it needs to be amended in order to be consistent with the new
right, with the new ruling.
Regulation.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh.
So she's going to have to, once she reviews it, there'll probably be a new ordinance, and the attorney can, I would assume, review it, and then we'll have that ordinance on the agenda eventually.
I do that as part of my flat fee every month. So when Carmella has changes like that, I review them and put them and send them to Kathleen. So that's what would happen.
I was under the impression that she gave us two choices, either amend this one or write a completely new one. Am I correct in that? I think that's what the email said.
I'm not sure about, no.
Yeah, she did. She's got to look at it to see how much she has to change.
Or write a new one.
It might be better to just write a whole new one.
That's what I thought she said.
Is that something you do, Greg? Or that's just something different?
I mean, the review of the ordinance for compliance for new construction and the zoning stuff, that's really the engineer's department. I mean, I review pretty much everything before it goes on the agenda for legal compliance, and I get familiar with it. But, you know, that's my area of expertise is more like the bamboo ordinance, police regulations. You know, just like I wouldn't write a bond ordinance, I wouldn't go and mess around with the zoning ordinance without talking to the professionals from there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, my feeling about this is we should tell us to review both, to review it, and, you know, choose the better of the two.
Yeah, well, this discussion was to actually give Carmela the go-ahead to do what she thinks is necessary, it should be amended, whether it should be changed, and to just go ahead and give her the approval to begin work on it.
Okay. Whatever.
So do you guys...
we vote on that?
Yes.
Well, she's looking because it's not to the fee is not to exceed $1,500. Right. So we either have...
Kathleen and I are looking for your guidance, and we would then put together a resolution for the next meeting authorizing that review.
Right.
Like you have, just like you're authorizing tonight to solicit bids for the road replacement. We're looking for your guidance so that we can put it on for next time for a vote.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to we'll have a resolution on at the next meeting for Carmela to review the stormwater ordinances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why can't we do it tonight?
We're not that fast, Lou. Although I do already have your resolutions on televising and piping for next time.
What? I'm sorry.
Carmela sent a letter today. If you recall, we tried to authorize Mike Lyons to televise the pipes, but then we needed to get a contractor.
Right.
So they got the three quotes, and we got those today. So we'll have that on for you next time as well.
Okay.
That's appropriate to discuss underneath.
Right.
So yeah, we'll get that on.
And one for the stormwater ordinance so far.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Yes. Second item is discussion of the NJDOT 2021 grants for roads. Before she put those three roads on the report, she had asked me to drive around town and see what I thought needed it. You know, what was the road that was most in need of repair next? So it seemed to me, from driving up and down the streets, at Pine Drive from Rochdale to Tamara, to the triangle, is in the worst shape, worst condition.
I agree.
You might have other thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with that, Peggy. And I think it's also the busiest section.
Well, that's road probably
all three, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why it's in the worst, you know, in most need of repair because it's the busiest road. But it seemed to be, you know, much more in need of repair than all the other roads.
Well, there seems to be a few sunken culverts and things there also, so that should be done.
What, Joe?
There's a few sunken culverts there also, like the pipes that go under the road, drainage.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And also, strategically, when you apply for these DOT grants, it helps if it's a busy highway and also if it connects with a county road. And I think that would give it preference, too. So I think it has the greatest likelihood of success in terms of getting another grant.
I was a little surprised because wasn't that road done not all that long ago? I remember when they put the speed bumps in. But I guess because it has so much traffic, it deteriorated more quickly.
Peggy, I didn't hear the first part of what you said.
I just said that I was surprised because I thought that road was done in the not-too-distant past because I remember when the speed bumps went in. But I'm assuming because it has so much traffic that it deteriorated more quickly than some of the other streets.
Yeah, the speed bumps aren't in great shape either along that along all of Pine Drive, actually.
Well, that's a different part of Pine. There's no speed bumps between Tamara and Rochdale.
Right, the lower part, which would probably be our next grant application after this one, if we choose to do this part.
There is a speed bump right before you get to the triangle coming from Rochdale.
Are you talking about Rochdale, where it goes to Clark, the Clarksburg Road, or Rochdale where it comes out, or Pine where it comes out?
No, Rochdale out. Passes this test. In other words, you're coming from Hightstown. You're going south on 571, and you turn right on Pine. Between there and the triangle is in, real disrepair.
I was actually thinking Rochdale, or not Rochdale, but Tamara would be a problem on these days. Yeah.
You know, those sunken culverts may be the same problem that we had in front of my house.
I spoke to Carmela about it, and she agrees to the Tamara to North Rochdale to Tamara on Pine. That section of Pine is probably in the most need right now.
Okay.
So I think we'll need a resolution to authorize her to apply for that application. Can we do that now, or do we wait till the next meeting?
I think if we could do it now, it would be a good idea.
Is that okay, Greg? Are we good for that? It's up to $4,000 to authorize her to file that DOT grant application.
Sure, we can memorialize it.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, do we have a certification of funds, Kathleen?
No, not tonight.
And we're gonna have to do it next time. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's make sure we have that on the agenda, because I think that has a deadline. It's a short window usually on those things.
And what was
it is by July 1st.
It was to do Pine Drive from North Rochdale to Tamara Drive. And I think it was up to $4,000 for the application.
It is.
Yes, so she has number 1, 2, or 3. I'm sorry, they all just... It says Tamara Drive between Pine Drive and South Rochdale, or improvements to Pine Drive between Tamara Drive and North Rochdale?
No.
Yes, that's the one.
It's Tamara to North Rochdale.
Yes.
So number 2. Okay. All right, so we'll have the resolution on for the next meeting.
Okay, so that's on Pine where School Lane crosses it, right? That whole space.
Right, exactly.
Tamara. Okay. Good.
Otherwise, it's half the time. All right. Yeah. The next three items are applications for license to rent residential properties. We have to do it separately. So the first one is 11 Pine Drive, Block 3, Lot 15. And that was submitted by Joshua Tipton. It's also in your packet. And I believe it's just a continuation of the rental property, the people that live there. I think Green was saying it has to be done yearly.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
And they have been by the zoning officer. He's done his inspections.
So all three of those are the same person and have been
same owner, but three different houses, three different properties.
Okay.
What is that again? Say that again. Please repeat that.
It's an application for a license to rent the property, rent the house.
I understand. Who are the owners?
Joshua Tipton owns the three homes. Two are on farm and one is on time. So it has to be done yearly. He's been renting them out, but this has to be done yearly. So the time has come for it to be renewed. The application.
Okay.
Right. There's a fee involved.
Sorry for the light show. I'm trying to. It's getting dark here.
Okay. So we'll start with the residential property. The first one, it's 11 Pine Drive, Block 3, Lot 15. Motion to, approve the application.
So moved.
I'll move to approve the. Okay. I'll second. Okay.
So Lou was first, and Joe was second. Okay.
Yep.
And you can just do an all in favor.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Did I hear Steve?
Yeah, aye.
Okay.
aye.
Okay, then the next one, Mayor.
Okay, you ready? Application for license to rent the residential property at 18 Farm Lane, Block 8, Lot 17, to Joshua Tickton.
So moved.
Do you have a motion?
So moved.
I think it was Esikoff did the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I think Joe just did this one.
Okay.
I'll second that one, right?
Second?
Well, Lou moved it and I seconded.
Any second.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just an all in favor.
Aye.
Okay.
And Steve said no.
Finally, application for a license to rent the residential property at 26 Farm Lane, Block 8, Lot 21 by Joshua Tickton. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right, Steve Bowen, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, we come to the public comment at...
Hold on one second, sorry. 7:20.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me?
It's 7:26 p.m.
Okay, we come to public portion at 7:26 p.m. Does anyone from the public have anything they'd like to say?
Michael.
Yes. Okay, I just want to point out that, well, thank you for approving his three applications, but there are quite a lot more rental properties in Roosevelt than just these three, and I gave Jeremy, there were 20 of them, and I gave Jeremy a list of them. He wasn't aware of them, so he told me he's going to be contacting those owners, but you know, we have a situation here where one owner has been dutiful in making this application, and other people have ignored it, and nothing's happened. So I think that, you know, I'm glad he's going to be looking into it and be contacting them and getting them to the other people to comply as well. The one thing you might want to look at in the ordinance, you know, if you think of if you feel there was any real need for you to vote on it, that is that something that could, that the code official could simply give the approval with the right of, if he denied somebody, the people would be entitled to an appeal to the council, perhaps. But I don't know why the council has to vote on something where there's really not much you can do. If the fee's been paid, you've told the inspection's been done, it's been satisfactory. There's really not much you can do.
Michael, you know, I've been at the council table for 15 or 16 years now, and we never used to do this. The council only got involved a couple of years ago. We were never involved in approving these properties.
Right.
Rental properties.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You wonder, it might be a good idea to look into or consider that, whether it would make more sense to just let him issue the approval subject to people having a right of appeal in case he denies it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it ended up being at the, you know, on the agenda.
I don't know. It had to be on the agenda because it required council approval.
But it never, all I'm saying is it never was all those years.
It was a couple, we applied a couple times and it was on. But we were the only ones, so he was. I mean, I took care of it for him, but he was.
Two or three years ago,
the council decided that there should be like approval by the council, I believe. I think that was fairly recent.
That's right. Because
it was definitely fairly recent, but I'm not sure the council decided that or it just sort of appeared.
Well, Mr. Tickton stating that it's in the ordinance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Council approval. So we'll have to review the ordinance and choose to remove that and give the authorization to the zoning officer.
Right. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
We'll look at the ordinance. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything else in the public?
Nope.
Put it on my list for the ordinance.
Okay. I just want to let you know because the building is open here, but no one's in the building.
Point out something else in the notice that's sent out. I pointed out to Anna that the fact that the notice that was made available to members of the public did not include a Zoom link. It printed it out, but if somebody wants to type out a 48-page code and risk getting one of them wrong and not getting through, it might be very much discouraging to people. So I'm just suggesting that the council make available to anybody who asks the same notice that has the link, which she did.
It's on the bulletin board, Mike.
I understand that, but you have to type. My point is simply, you can type it. If you want to type in all 48 letters with the chance that you might mistake a one for an L and get the whole thing wrong or transpose two figures, you know, can do it. But it's a bit of a burden to put on somebody just if they have the option of letting people know if they want a link, they just contact the borough. The borough will send them a link. And then you can click it, and then you get in. Like, and I asked her, and she did it. I got in today very easily, rather than having to type in 48 letters.
I thought Anna put it on the website.
That's what I was going to ask.
It's on the website, but it's on in a non-linkable form. She was aware of that.
Okay.
That's the point. All right.
Can they copy that link and then paste it?
I tried it. That didn't work.
Okay.
I believe the way it works is you push the control key down and then click on the link and it will take you there.
Okay.
It's either control or alternate.
We need to make it simple so that there's no
exactly.
I think if you tell people if you want to participate in the meeting, contact the borough and you'll be sent a link. Very simple that way.
I think that's the best.
Okay.
By a telephone
too, right?
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'll include that in the next agenda notice.
When you guys came online with your video, did you just click the link, or did you have to do anything special?
I clicked the link.
All you did was click it.
I went through the Zoom app that I have on my computer and had to type.
Yes, right. Okay.
Yeah, I went through the Zoom app that's on my phone, and so I didn't have to actually go into any link. It just automatically asks for the meeting ID and the password.
Okay, there should be on this letter, you know, that they should get the Zoom app. I believe when you go to Zoom, they'll ask you if you want the app. So if you take that, it makes it easier to click right into it,
yeah.
I believe. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that might want to be on here also.
I was remiss. I forgot something on your business that I wanted to tell the council. After much discussion with Eric Schubiger, we've decided that the proper thing to do or not to do is to have camp, our regular summer camp that we have this year. There's just too many uncertainties and unknowns to start scheduling a camp for now. And so taking deposits from people, if it ends up that it would have to have been canceled, it might be kind of messy trying to return the deposits. So what we're working on, or actually Eric's working on, is a program, possibly a short program for the end of the summer in August. And we're hoping that we might be able to put something together for a couple of weeks in August. But our regular camp program, which I believe generally starts right after July 4th and goes into the middle of August, will not be held this year. I think that's the decision.
I have some concerns about the borough's liability with something like that if we sponsor a program and there's a virus and a pandemic going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that entered into it, and that was one of them, because you have kids, you can't keep them apart from each other. And there were many factors, and Eric and I have been talking about it for the last few weeks, but we came to the decision that the most prudent thing to do was to cancel camp. And hopefully we'll put something together for August for a couple of weeks. It's possible we won't, possible we will, but the regular camp, as we always have it, will not be held this year.
Okay.
So
if you say one for August, you could say tentatively, you know, something like that. But that doesn't matter.
Not discussion, what's the word I want to use? It's in the process of thinking about putting something together for August.
Yeah.
For a couple of weeks. So we'll let everyone know. As of now, normally Eric would have gotten many, many deposits by now and phone calls about the camp, and he actually received one deposit only, and it was from a family in East Windsor. So I think people are reluctant to send their kids at this point as well.
Yeah. A lot of camps are closing for the, are not opening for the summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That seems to be pretty common.
It's going to be up to the state also. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that.
All right, we're still in public comment, so let's close public comment unless there's Mike has anything else.
Yeah, just one other thing on those lawsuits. Is the information about the lawsuits available yet? I'd asked last time. The one with
so the Ellen Tuck lawsuit, the judge still has not made a decision.
Okay.
And with respect to the Hilltop water lawsuit, we have settled with the ratepayer for a payment of $10,000 within 1 year.
Okay. So the issue in Hilltop was payment was water. Yeah, I didn't know what they were arguing about with Hilltop. Okay. What they're
Generally calculation of the water bill and how much they would.
Oh, okay, fine. That was my zoning thing. I didn't know what it was. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
And I guess public comment. So in the process of settling that lawsuit, I was contacted by a gentleman who would like to perhaps purchase the property for commercial use. He was going to make contact with Jeremy, and he's pursuing outside. It's a private sale.
Okay.
So we may or may not hear more about that.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
I would close the public comment at
7:36.
What do you have?
7:36.
Oh, okay. That's not what my watch says, but that's.
I'm looking at the computer.
Well, that's more accurate than my watch in CSC.
Okay.
Okay, Councilor, do you have a need for a closed session?
What was that?
No, not this evening. You just that was the whole synopsis, and there's not much that's confidential anymore, really.
Mayor, there was one or two items that I wanted to mention, but I didn't know what it fell under, and we went pretty quick through the agenda. One of them, if I might, was regarding the combining Farm and School Lane projects. We talked about that. There was a considerable savings involved if we combined both of those projects, but we would need to go to bond council soon to arrange for funding on those projects and just to get the ball rolling on that, and also then to get Carmela to begin working on the plan. I don't know if we needed to take formal action on that, but there was an email that we exchanged with Anna about that, and I think the consensus among the council members were to get the bond council involved in preparing for funding for those projects. Do we need to take any official action on that?
We need to get Carmela to get on the case, I think, is all at this point.
But that's after the bond council gets makes some arrangements for funding, I think. Is that correct?
Right. But does Carmela need a couple of thousand? I think a couple of 4,000 altogether just to get rolling on her part.
No, that was for the DOT grant.
I think, if I may, I think the next stop is George.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have Carmela issued us a letter. Kathleen and I have discussed it at length. But we absent a sort of, we can put together whatever you want to do that project, but without the certification of funds, it's not worthwhile. And that requires, obviously, it really starts with the money. So the next stop is George, and whether he gets bond council involved or whether he has capital reserves or how you're funding that. George has to be the next stop for what the funding plan is, and then it can come back to us. Right, Kathleen?
We don't need to take formal action on that, do we? To get the bond,
you need to find out from George how you're doing it. Then you can let me and Kathleen know, and then we'll put the resolution together for you to tell Carmela what to do.
Okay, great, good.
Is that a good plan, Kathleen? Are you okay with that?
Yes, I'm okay.
Mike, did you mention that Carmela said that if we get this done, we package it together? There was a big savings in money.
There's about $100,000 in estimated cost savings by putting the two projects together.
That's a potload of money for us.
It is a lot of money. So the other item that I wanted to mention, and if Michael's going to be writing a bulletin article on it, it's maybe a good time to remind people that the primary's been changed from June 2nd to July 7th.
We have something in the bulletin.
Okay, great. Good. And also then the deadlines for the registering to vote have changed to June 16th. That's the new deadline for registering to vote. And also there's a June 30 deadline for applying for a mail-in ballot. And people might be interested this year in mail-ins just because of the COVID virus. And
sure.
People may want to stay away from the polls but still want to vote.
That might be a good letter to put in.
Some sort of vacation.
You might want to write a letter just to put that in. Also that once you get a write-in, once you have a mail-in ballot, you now by law have to get mail-in ballots for every election.
Yeah.
You have to opt out.
Peggy and I talked about doing a flyer to provide some of that information and to remind people that if they did a mail-in, they would be automatically on mail-in for the primary and the general. And I think it is important that people know that. But we may get a flyer out from the Democratic Committee advising people about the changes in the dates and that kind of thing.
Yes, usually the county clerk, sends out the information. I know she was working on it, but I think that's a very good idea. I'll gather up all the dates and send it out to you guys.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Kathleen. Anything else?
I don't have anything else. Thank you.
Quickly, when they were working on the sewer on Homestead the other day, about a week ago, they broke a gas line. I think it was to 19 Homestead.
It was 28, around 28.
29, I'm sorry, 29. The gas company was, Cameron called me from Carmela's. I called Chad walked over. I went over there. The gas company was there within a half hour. We had Millstone Fire Company and the state police there. It was fixed within 2 hours, and they were back to work. So,
good.
Yeah, it was all taken care of very well.
Yeah. We're lucky that there was a stop in the gas line, so when it lost pressure, it shut itself down. Otherwise...
Very lucky.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, no Homestead Lane.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was that.
They would go to repaving.
They'd relocate Homestead Lane to someplace else.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Without objection.
All right. I have Lou Eskoff and Joe Trammell. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, okay. 7:43, we are out. I'm going to stop recording.
Did you notice how enthusiastic everybody was?
Healthy, everyone.
All right. Stay safe.
Good night, everyone. Okay.